I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is going on, everybody? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, like and subscribe, and tell your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down this week's SmackDown on Fox as we head to the good old Elimination Chamber. What's up, everybody? I am Josh Tariff. Gabby out of town this week. She's got a wedding to attend. She wants to celebrate, so we give her the night off.
Gabby got married?
Gabby didn't get married. She went to a wedding. We don't want to disappoint all of our viewers. She's not married yet. There's still time, everybody.
She got married and didn't even invite us to the wedding.
Yeah, we weren't invited. How dare her. But it's okay, because Tom Connolly is here.
I am. I'm still a little tired from last week. That was
I'm still tired from listening to you rage last week.
I raged all the way home and all week, and
I think the calls and texts all week. It just didn't stop. And Brian Santos is hanging out with us again.
Hello, Alexa Bliss, I love you.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
Yes.
Because the start of the show involved your Alexa Bliss.
Yes, the goddess.
The goddess indeed. The moment of bliss kicks things off with the soon-to-be two-time Hall of Famers, NWO members, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and X-Pac. Hulk Hogan, nowhere to be found.
He's at his shop still. Weeks ago. He got scared.
He was still via satellite at his home / shop.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to stay behind and manage the NWO store, right?
He's preparing for next WrestleMania, like we called it, him versus Roman Reigns. Yeah. Hollywood Hogan.
Yep, he's in the gym getting those pythons ready. So now before Alexa brings out the NWO, she does a quick little call out to the Kabuki Warriors because they really haven't ever shown up on SmackDown with those women's tag team titles.
Or barely defended them on Raw.
Yes. No. They showed up on NXT once, like many months ago, and that's really the extent of it, which is what we were all worried about with the women's tag team titles.
Yeah.
That they were going to get stuck on one show.
Well, but it's hard when one of the champions is in a main event feud with the champion of that show.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes no... Granted, that was a good feud, and Asuka and Becky had some good matches, but it's really hard when, I think if it was reversed and it was the men's like tag team, I feel like that person would still be like having to defend the titles on shows.
Of course.
But you have like the Iconics who are...
Where are my Iconics?
MIA.
In catering, poor girls, love them.
Don't say that. Because they should be the tag team champions again.
They should.
They're so damn good.
Yeah.
I miss them dearly.
And I mean, I hope at WrestleMania we're getting like a multi-tag team match.
Yes.
Not just Alexa and Nikki versus the Kabuki Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Who else is there right now?
Fire and Desire?
No, Iconics? Iconics are in catering apparently. Mandy's busy going on dates with Ziggler.
No, but I mean... She can't be in a tag match at Mania?
She's busy. She's got a hot WrestleMania date with Ziggler.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll get into it later, but they just proved why they should get a shot at the tag titles tonight.
Yeah.
Carmella and Dana Brooke are now a team out of nowhere. So
because why not?
Yeah, they could be in the tag match.
So they do that call out. Now Alexa brings out Nash, Hall, and X-Pac. Mm-hmm. And was it just me... Or did it seem like none of the five of them knew what was going on?
No, I agree with you.
Nobody knew what was happening.
Someone was missing their cue.
Yes.
Because it was like, I think Scott Hall missed his cue.
Nikki Cross did a selfie.
Everyone missed
awkward.
Something.
It was so awkward. It was very awkward. And, I mean, why is she...
When did she become the biggest NWO fan?
I know.
When is Nikki Cross... The psycho Nikki Cross run for selfies.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
I don't like Nikki like this at all.
No.
Do you guys?
I liked when she was first getting into it with Alexa. I thought it was a fun dynamic, especially more when Alexa was still heel. Mm-hmm. That whole, like, playing with her, like, taking advantage of her kind of thing.
Yeah, like being her friend.
Yes, that she was more like blissful ignorance. But now it's just kind of like her lapdog, and she's just kind of following her around, which I don't appreciate because I think that they're both so much better than that.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Alexa Bliss. I'm a big fan of Nikki Cross. Yeah. I am not a fan of Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Yeah. It's
run its course.
It's such a weird combo, and I think it needs to be where Nikki turns on Alexa.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's,
at this point,
it needs to be like where it's leading to Alexa thinking they've been best friends forever, kind of almost the same thing they did with Nia, like switch it and
sure,
flip it.
Yeah.
And then Alexa could still be the face and Nikki can be the heel in this yeah. feud.
The only thing I want is for, sorry, is for Alexa and Nikki to continue, only because I want Alexa to redeem herself at Mania, like for her to win tag team championship at WrestleMania, because she is 2-0-2 at WrestleMania. So that's the only thing I would want for them to continue this for. Maybe they can win and then that'll kind of lead to their breakup. But
yeah. I mean, at least give something to do with these tags.
Yeah, please something. Revive them.
Some kind of feud.
But the whole reason NWO are here is because they want to ask, how do you beat Goldberg? And you beat Goldberg with Scott Hall and a cattle prod.
Yep.
Because that's what they did. And they're interrupted by Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. But guess what, guys? It's been a few weeks. Mm-hmm. But Christian's Closet has to come out here. I don't know.
The fire sale didn't happen?
No.
You're lucky Gabby hasn't been here.
As much as Gabby wanted Christian's Closet to close, it ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
I love Rico.
Yes. Rico and Billy and Chuck. I need to look at Cesaro's new t-shirt.
I love this shirt.
Cute.
This shirt I would wear anywhere. Mm-hmm. The wrestling purist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just because it's so pure and it's just so. It's a simple black wrestling t-shirt.
Yeah,
it's got his logo on the back of it. I hope they have it for sale at this point.
They have to by now.
I would hope. And
he had it last week too, I think.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell what it was. Yeah.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll blow that up. The wrestling purist, because Cesaro is the definition of a pure professional. Mm-hmm. Wrestler.
That is honestly a great looking shirt.
It's
right
so
there.
Freaking good.
I love it.
And Josh, since you're on WWE Shop right now, if you want to like click 2XL and buy me one, I'm not against it. I mean, that's cool. I'm
it's
not gonna
available.
Stop you.
It'll
it's
go
stock.
On a company card.
All right, perfect.
I'll take an extra large.
All right, we can cut the music. Yeah.
It's a great shirt, though.
Yes,
and
it
perfect
is.
For him.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Fits him. Better than that stupid cowbell shirt.
Oh, God. Yes, thankfully we're forgetting about that. So they're interrupted. Sami Zayn's talking trash to them. They look like they're gonna fight, but again, no one knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then Braun shows up and takes them all out. And Sami used Alexa as a shield to escape.
I love that.
And then Braun too sweeted with the rest of the NWO.
Because he's in NWO now.
Why not?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
He's a 39th man.
39. They had. I think we're way higher than that.
Probably. Well, between black and white, black and red, the LWO. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was just.
Do you
so
think
many.
They're gonna bring like other people on stage with them?
I don't think like they're gonna bring other people, but I think they're gonna be like, you know, I want to thank other members of the NWO and just have a sheet of paper that just goes for a mile,
like a front scroll.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna do that. Like, I just want to give a shout out to every NWO member, and they're probably going to forget some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just, guys, don't forget Horace. That's all I'm saying. Horace and MK Wall Street. They were in there. Tag team match. We go to Naomi and Lacey versus Sasha and Bayley rematch from last week. And we got another of the video glitch. Yeah. I mean, it's clear as day. It's Mustafa Ali at this point.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
I don't know who else it would be.
No. Fun match. Kind of similar to last week. Mm-hmm. So nothing really jumped out at me.
Yeah.
But the only difference this time was Sasha got a win. Hit her double knees and then kind of wrapped up Naomi in a unique pinning predicament and got them the win.
Yeah. I like the way she won. Like, I think that's like a devastating move. I don't like when a wrestler is like holding themselves up for them to do a move mm-hmm. to them because it seems so unnatural.
Yeah.
But I think it's like if they're trying to pull themselves up and they do it fast, it makes at least makes more sense.
Yes, it's
Like I used to hate when like Del Rio would do that.
I would
like,
say that,
What? Why? Like why would anybody hold themselves up so you can
like,
jump
me.
On them? Yeah. and I liked how she. Yeah, it looked like a rough landing for Naomi though,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure she'll be okay.
So this was, you know, revenge in a way, but. There was no type of match going into Elimination Chamber. So now Naomi and Lacey lose. To what where end? Does this lead to the women's championship?
To what end?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be probably multi-women match.
Well, Sasha and Bayley afterwards, and they're in the back bragging about their win, and they're angry that the Bellas are going to the Hall of Fame before them. Mm-hmm. Nobody from the past, present, and future can touch us. Mm. Obviously, you would think normally, oh, they're dropping hints that it's going to be Sasha and Bayley versus the Bellas, except they're both pregnant.
Yeah.
So we know that's not happening.
But I also feel that her saying, like, past, present, future, I think it could just be a combo of either some SmackDown people, maybe like a Hall of Famer legend, and then maybe someone from NXT. Because we're getting Baszler. I mean, is she? I guess she's just not in NXT anymore.
Yeah.
No, she's Raw. She's Raw.
For sure? Like, has it been completely established that she is?
Or? Well, she hasn't shown up on NXT in weeks,
so. Uh-huh. Yeah, they do that weird thing where it's like not really like a call-up anymore. It's just like, okay, let's just sneak you into the main roster through the back door.
And yeah, and don't be surprised after WrestleMania where obviously you have people from NXT show up on Raw, people from NXT show up on SmackDown, and then you're going to have people from Raw and SmackDown show up on NXT.
Yeah. But so. I think it's it could be at least something more interesting to add to this match because at least give it something different because the other two were just one-on-one matches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I mean, did you see like Sasha like eyeing up the title the whole time?
Yeah, and she said, "I dedicate my album to you," and then she touched the championship. I was like, "Oh, okay, that is a precursor to something."
But I think we need to play. That needs to be a slow simmer.
Yes.
So you don't think 4 weeks is enough to do it?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
For them to break up, no, it has to be like really epic.
Yeah.
Double turn.
WrestleMania
Sasha.
Is not epic enough?
No, no but like they need to drag this out for months already, which I think, remember, they were planning. I feel like they were planning that already since Rumble, but of course Sasha was injured, so I think that's why they weren't able to execute as fast as they would like. Maybe SummerSlam now, which is kind of, they're going to book that as the bringing it full circle back to, well, it's not in Brooklyn this year, it's in Boston, but
still starts with a B.
Yeah. Bringing it Sasha's full circle. Home. Yeah.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to do
something.
And
she be a face?
Yes.
Yeah, Sasha be the face for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that if they do a multi-woman match at Mania, Bayley pin Sasha.
Oh.
Like someone like does
and
their finisher to Sasha, and then Bayley comes in, throws her out, pins Sasha to be like, hey, listen.
Or vice versa. Or Sasha hits her finisher on someone, then she throws Sasha out of the ring and pins out. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That, I like that better. That's good. That's a better finish.
You're welcome, America. Yeah.
We're booking again.
This is what we do. Quick little New Day promo.
Big E's. Oh, my God. Give this guy a TV show already. Like, give him a TV show. He is so funny.
I loved Kofi Kingston making an Al Bundy poke high reference.
Yeah, me too. Because I don't know if people even knew what that is.
It's before Brian's time. Brian, do you know what I mean when I say Al Bundy and poke high?
Perfect. I was a little bit lost in that promo.
Okay, so for those of you that are watching this that are over the age of 35, let me explain. There was a fantastic Fox sitcom called Married with Children, starring Ed O'Neill, who was the star of Modern Family.
Oh, got it.
Before that, he was the star of this raunchy, way ahead of its time for raunchiness, Fox sitcom.
Like, this show would never, ever be made now. Ever.
No, never. Ever. Never. The way they objectified women.
Oh, gosh.
All the, like, just the arguments and insults between husband and wife.
Believe it or not, was one of my favorite shows growing up as a kid.
It was one of my favorites as well.
I don't know how my parents let me watch the show when I was a kid, but they
this was, Married with Children was the first show that my mom tried to ban me from watching. And she failed. Because I would sneak it. Because it was hilarious. So he makes that reference. But yeah, like you said, Big E, just talking about, you know, we're familiar with gauntlet matches. I mean, we can go for hours. And hours. And hours. As he keeps creeping closer and closer to Kayla. And hours. All of a sudden, it turned into like a Bray Wyatt promo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me in. it was fun. Sheamus versus Apollo Crews. Just before Cruz goes to the ring, Gable shows up. He's like, just so you know, I'm here for you if you need me. And Cruz is like, dude, I told you to stay away. What the hell are you doing? Bye. And then he proceeds to get squashed in a minute by Sheamus.
Squashed.
Are we doing anything with this guy or no?
They're doing something because they're letting him talk.
Yeah.
They're doing something. We just have no idea what.
Right?
Yeah. Ugh.
They've tried everything, and I feel so bad for him. But I feel like it was working, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I already didn't like the way he was introduced, like, from the get-go. Mm. Like, that whole, like, promoing squash matches. Like, that wasn't going to get over, and apparently it didn't, because he's still not to this point gotten over the way that they would hope or anyone would hope for him. But to get squashed like that from Sheamus, I'm so sorry.
But when you're like, start, stop, it doesn't help anybody in that type of situation. And I just think, I mean, it's clearly it's going to where they're turning him, but
I don't they're turning either him or Gable. They're turning one of them.
I think it's going to be him.
I think so, too.
Because it just seems like, I think Gable would, Gable would probably be a better heel. Because I think he could play it up that, you know.
I think Gable would be a better
heel. He could do, not a full, like, angle, like Kurt Angle, but.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, I don't know if, I think, Tom, I've asked you this before. Mm. Brent, do you guys ever watch Up, Up, Down, Down?
No. Xavier's YouTube series? I think I caught it, like, one time.
I have, yes.
Okay. So, I'm obsessed with it. And I'm obsessed with their GM Moan series between him and Tyler Breeze. And what they're doing this season is, like, they've created current guys in, like, Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They made them all. So, like, they're not using the wrestlers from the game. They just created, like, their guys. Like, Cesaro's one of their champions. I don't remember which one. But, but so what they do is, like, they set up the matches. And all these all the wrestlers have, like, are cutting promos, like, real-life promos for the show that they're inputting in the middle of the episode.
Oh, my gosh. I need to watch this, though.
So Gable has by far cut better promos than he ever has on SmackDown on this Up, Up, Down, Down series. And we need that Gable on SmackDown very, very badly because it's amazing. Like, it's him working on his garage.
Oh, just, yeah. Just in the Carnage Shack, like Otis calls it.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So check it out. Xavier Woods, you're welcome. Not like you need my help to get subscribers
that
anyway.
That picture looks like they're hugging and laughing.
Right.
There's a picture of Sonya and Carmella from the show.
we're almost there. Just way to jump the gun,
sorry,
Tom.
I thought that you were going next.
No, because we have to talk about Drew Gulak.
Oh, okay.
And Drake Maverick.
We do.
And Dan O'Brien. Because Drake Maverick wants help. And he's like, I can beat Dan O'Brien. And Gulak's looking at him just like, no. Sorry, but no. Curtis Axel, maybe, but you drink? No. Dan O'Brien shows up, and he's like, well, you know, Drew, if you think you know all my weaknesses, why don't I just fight you at
you
Elimination Chamber?
I was like, oh, this is how it's going to go down. Yeah.
We hate this.
Thank you.
You literally called that.
So, yep.
But ladies and gentlemen, we told you so!
So, yeah, that was that. Now we can get to Mandy and Sonya as they take on the team of Carmella and Dana Brooke, because why not? By the way, Sonya, did you notice, like, the first hour, other than that Sheamus squash match was the entire, like, women's division?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I thought it was weird where he was, like...
started with Alexa and Nikki.
Yeah.
Then you had Naomi, Lacey, Sasha, and Bayley.
Mm. Yeah.
Then you had Carmella, Dana, Mandy, and Sonya.
That's true, yeah. I didn't realize they're all stacked in the top of the hour. Yeah.
I was surprised it was, like, two tag matches, though.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, hey, more exposure, so that's good.
Yeah.
So, Mandy and Sonya are at the top of the ramp, and Sonya makes a single for someone to come out. Out comes Dolph Ziggler to accompany them to the ring. Mandy doesn't really look like she knows what's happening, but she's like, all right. I'm not going to complain.
I don't know. I'm intrigued by this whole thing.
There's so many layers. There's so many layers to this.
But we've seen so many times before, when they start to add too many layers, the whole thing just crumbles.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
So
there's something I want to get through with that. So the tag team match, it was meh. Ziggler helped distracting Dana Brooke. And it caused a running knee by Mandy onto her. Mandy
looked
gets
awesome.
Her running knee it looks is. Really good.
Yeah. Especially when they sell it really well. Like, yes. She was like, yeah.
So Fire and Desire get the win, and Ziggler celebrates with them.
He's like that, he's like being Arn Anderson. He was coaching.
Yes.
I expect him to have a little paper, you
sure.
know.
We'll talk about the plays. We'll go with that. And now it's time for, they hyped us up so much on this week's show for the Firefly Funhouse. They were just like, I can't wait for this all new Firefly Funhouse. Mm-mm. It's going to be amazing. And Bray's got a John Cena mural. And the rabbit guy, I always forget his
Ramblin'
name.
Ramblin' Rabbit.
Ramblin' Rabbit.
Yeah.
he just brings up, it's like, well, aren't you mad at him because 6 years ago he began your downward spiral by beating you at WrestleMania, and then you've never really been the same ever since? It's like, ding!
Yeah. Hey, how do we get this up to date? Because we only have 4 weeks to WrestleMania. Let's get over here, Rabbit.
Let's have Ramblin' Rabbit do the whole Bray Wyatt saga in a 10-second rant. Or a ramble. Hey, that's his name! But then Bray starts going forward and kind of thanking Cena because, like, hey, if it wasn't for you, the Firefly Funhouse may not exist, and he might not exist. And then, let me in, see WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He will be waiting at WrestleMania.
Yep.
It was disappointing.
Was it worth the Michael Cole hype for the whole hour?
No.
And to follow up for last week, it wasn't like a good hype. I don't know. This is going to be very interesting because Cena likes to do like face to face in the ring.
Yeah.
So is it going to be Bray, or is it going to be Bray on the screen the whole time? Are we going to have him confront the Fiend? I don't know.
Probably both. It also depends on how many shows Cena's going to be at.
That too. Yeah.
I mean, it's
4 weeks. The guy could be there for 4 weeks. It's four Fridays, John.
I see your schedule. Maximum two. He'll be there maximum of two.
But that just ruins the whole... Come on, man. You can't take four Fridays to do this. You're that busy.
He's got Fast 9 coming out,
guys. He doesn't have to wrestle. He just has to show up and cut a promo.
It's Fast 9.
Yeah, okay. And guess what? Do you want the WWE fans to come see it? See Fast 9?
They show up on the show.
They don't need to. They get enough viewers.
I know that. I'm just saying, you want to make... I'm sure the producers of that show... No, I'm not even... That's not rage. I'm not raging.
Compared to last week, this is not a rage whatsoever.
I'm just saying, he should be able to show up for four shows.
Yes.
I mean, I would want him to.
Mm. He didn't show up this week.
It ain't going to happen. Baron Corbin.
Why you got to be right, man?
Because I'm damn good at what I do.
We say we told you so, but ladies and gentlemen, we told you so!
Actually, Josh, can you remember that I said he's a max of two of these last four?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
So we can keep tally if I'm actually right about that.
I'll take a tab on that.
Perfect. I'll win.
Come on, John.
I'll win mental bonus points. Baron Corbin cutting the promo. I don't remember what the promo was about because he was immediately interrupted by Elias. Mm-hmm. He calls Elias a one-trick pony. So I guess we're having Corbin and Elias.
Yeah.
Because we took Elias out of the whole Intercontinental title thing for no reason.
This better not be a WrestleMania match.
Kickoff, hopefully.
This is totally going to be a WrestleMania match.
A kickoff match? This doesn't even deserve to be on SmackDown.
This is going to be on the card.
Do we feel bad for Elias?
I kind of feel bad for both of them.
They both deserve better.
Because think of where Corbin, over this year, I know a lot of people don't like Baron Corbin, and I get it, and I understand why. I've enjoyed him for the most part, but this guy has main event of pay-per-views, mm-hmm. has had a huge, long program with Roman Reigns, where he won a little bit, won King of the Ring. And now he's going to have some random match with Elias as his payoff for WrestleMania after this year.
Yeah.
And Elias was supposed to work with Cena, apparently.
Yeah, that was the rumor.
And then he gets bumped to work with Corbin.
And Elias should have been in the IC title match of whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, they both should. Like, if we're going to do something, like, I don't know, do something with these guys. Not have them fight each other.
For fun.
Yeah.
So
it won't be fun.
We see Heavy Machinery getting ready to go to the ring for the Tag Team Gauntlet. And they happen to see Mandy. Because apparently this is the first time in 3 weeks between SmackDown and house shows and media events.
And catering.
That they're able to actually have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Otis walks up to Mandy. He apologizes that he received a text that she was running late. Mm-hmm. So he's apologizing that he did what he thought she said. Mm-hmm. Manny then says it's too late. A woman doesn't appreciate being stood up. And you know what? She is right.
Well, you know what? She shouldn't be acting like a bee, okay?
No, I'm taking Mandy's side on this one. Because you know what? You know what? If Otis really cared, he wouldn't have waited three damn weeks to apologize.
I agree with you on that. I agree with that. But
that's what she's mad at.
But she.
But I'm mad at him,
she
too.
She flipped the switch a little too hard on this right now.
I agree,
it could have been like, why isn't she going, I didn't send you a text message, though?
She's just acting all confused, but not giving us a reason. Like, she's not saying, why didn't you send me a text?
Oh,
why didn't you?
Oh, she said it with her eyes.
She was so
sad. She said, she's like, it's been 3 weeks. This is all you come up with? I'm dating Dolph now.
Hopefully this gets a payoff with, like, this whole thing of her just, like, saying it with her eyes and not really expressing it, that it's going to get a payoff of eventually just going to blow up with the whole thing with Sonya and Dolph.
But where do we think it's going, though?
I don't know. It's going to blow up somewhere on the road.
That's why I don't think Fire and Desire will be in a women's tag team match at WrestleMania, because I think somehow there's going to be some type of match, whether it's Otis and Ziggler one-on-one or Heavy Machinery versus Ziggler and Rude, and Mandy's going to be like the ref.
We hate to say we told you so.
Remember that one. Because if I'm right about that,
if you get that, that's
you know they listen. You know, if I'm right about that one, you know they listen.
Vince, we're talking to you.
But I just don't understand where we're going with it, though.
Same.
Like who sent the text message? And why is that not a bigger issue?
Well, I think it's, I think because they're still just, you know, lightly bringing it up so we remember about it, because eventually, of course, it's going to get revealed. But but it was either Ziggler sent it, Tucker sent it, or Sonya sent it.
Yeah.
It's one of the three. Yeah. And what's great is we really have no idea.
Guess what? I don't think they know who did it either.
They're just like, let's just see how this goes, what people like, and then we'll make a decision.
When they finally figure it out, it's just going to be a robotic spider.
Or Hornswoggle.
I think it either has to lead to, I mean, we only have so much. It's only 4 weeks till Mania. So it's either got to be he shows up next week and goes, oh my God, Tucky, Mandy sent me a text. My Peach sent me a text. She wants to meet up tonight. She wants to meet up during SmackDown tonight. And then he goes to see her again, and she stands him up this time. And then he can confront her and go, why didn't you come see me? You told me you wanted to see me. And she could be like, I don't know. I never sent you a text to come see you. I was with Dolph. Or, you know.
And then Sonya's going to peek out from the side like
this. Yeah.
I mean, I can see that with a slight twist. I can see the text. I can see Tucker saying, I think it could be some type of trap. I want to go with you. And he goes with them, and then it ends up being a trap, and Ziggler and Rude are wherever the tech said, and they just beat them down.
Oh, that's very convoluted.
I know. We're making this real complicated.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We told you so!
And then they all join the NWO.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
And they're in the Hall of Fame.
We told you so! Ladies and gentlemen, we told you so!
All right, Tag Team Gauntlet. So we start with... All right, we've had Gauntlet matches. We've had Gauntlet matches we've thoroughly enjoyed.
Seth Rollins,
Kofi.
Yeah. New Day.
The New Day Tag Team one last year. I don't know how to take this one. I had very mixed thoughts about this. So we started with New Day and Heavy Machinery. Heavy Machinery win after about, 10 minutes or so. Which that alone... is a surprise. They beat New Day. They beat the tag champs. Next comes Heavy Machinery against Lucha House Party. They beat the Lucha House Party without a finishing move. They beat them with the Caterpillar, which is not his finisher.
Apparently it is now. it's his finisher, it seems like. I can't believe that's his finisher, though.
No, that, yeah.
It's
not a finisher.
So awful.
Listen, he's not The Rock, okay?
No. Oh, I don't compare it to The Rock at all. I compare it to Scotty Tuhati.
Well, I know, but I meant The Rock at the People's Elbow. He would beat people with the People's Elbow.
Scotty
Tuhati never won with the Worm.
No, he didn't. But The Rock would at least do the Spine Buster first with it.
Okay.
In this case... They hit the turnbuckle and then just happen to fall perfectly in place.
To be fair, he's 400 pounds. I think 400-pounder versus, I'm going to say, Lince Dorado is
Like under a buck 90, that's got to be some impact right there.
But he's a professional. He can power out of it. At least I think so. Heavy Machinery versus Usos. And I left a note in here because I don't know why I randomly noticed this at this point during the gauntlet. So I remember last year during Kofi's gauntlet, I gave praise to referee Jason Ayers because he was the ref for that hour plus long gauntlet and having to remember all those finishes and things like that. That takes a lot of skill. Mm-hmm. Who was the ref for this gauntlet? Jason Ayers. He is their gauntlet referee, apparently.
Yes.
So you need someone to go an hour wearing the stripes. It's Jason. Mm. Shout out to Jason. Guys got to give that ref some love. Refs need some love, too.
Yeah.
That's right, studio audience. All right.
That was the craziest they went. Jesus, for a ref.
Yeah. They've never been that loud for me. So, Usos pretty much in control this whole time because, like, all right, Heavy Machinery is tired at this point. Mm-hmm. Now Usos going to get the win. Okay, I get it. That's fine. Super kick. Lays on Tucker. Then Tucker rolls up the Uso. I don't know if it was Jimmy or Jay, but he rolls him up. Mm. Suddenly pins him out of the blue, even though Heavy Machinery got next to no offense in against the Usos. Yeah.
But I like that. I like the way they did it.
No,
it was shocking.
It was definitely shocking.
I was like, oh, he's going to kick out of this. And I was like, whoa, nope.
So then, and by the way, I also noticed, I thought it was interesting that the four face tag teams were the first four in this gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
Then next came Miz and Morrison. And Miz and Morrison absolutely obliterated Otis and Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, Tucker gets an inside cradle on Morrison and pins him.
Yep.
At this point, I'm just like, guys, then this is... You're just completely forcing this on us now.
Really?
I felt...
I didn't feel forced at all.
I'm like they're trying to do Kofi with it again, and it's just like, this one just feels way over the top.
Sure.
I didn't like... I thought it was good. I thought it was a good pace. I was shocked because I wasn't... Kofi, you were expecting him to win the gauntlet. I wasn't expecting these guys to last after the third match.
Right.
So when... And when it comes down to
you're saying when Kofi started that gauntlet match, you expected him to win that?
No, I guess the one. Did he do another one later?
Yeah, after Chamber.
Okay, well, the one after. Okay, I guess I was.
I'm talking about the real one.
No, not the not the first one. No, I guess not. No.
Okay.
But I don't think it was. Who were they putting over more in this match, though? Tucker or Otis?
Yeah.
Tucker.
Right?
Tucker was way over in this
match. He was doing
Tucker
super
was beating
good.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you about having mixed emotions. I think what was weird about it was the order of the entrance. Like, if they would have started with Heavy Machinery versus Lucha House Party and, like, squashed them, I was like, okay, they're going to get momentum and then build it up from there. But the fact that it was, like, they beat the New Day, then they, like, had to struggle with the Lucha House Party, and then they had to struggle with the Usos, like, it was kind of just here nor there, so it was really weird. But, yeah.
But I thought it was a good, amazing showing for Tucker. Like, I think the crowd is really loving Otis. Tucker is still kind of... iffy to people.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think it was a good thing of like seeing like, oh wow, he can actually do stuff
and
he can win matches and he doesn't need just Otis to be by his side.
Right.
It's kind of elevating both of them.
Sure.
Because the crowd's gonna cheer for Otis either way.
Right. They're still chanting for Otis even though Tucker's doing all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be great when he turns on him eventually.
Oh snap.
Oh no.
We
hate
to say we told you so, but ladies and gentlemen.
So Miz and Morrison then just after the match just beat them down.
Mm-hmm.
And then this leads to Ziggler and Rude, the last team in the gauntlet, coming out against Heavy Machinery. You have Mandy watching in the back with another glitch on another monitor.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I like that one.
And so at this...
I love Ziggler being like, what are you looking at this guy for?
At this point, it's like, okay... They've wrestled four other tag teams, just got thrown into everything by Miz and Morrison, and then they go like another 8 to 10 more minutes. Why can't Ziggler and Rude put them away after all that?
Because they're a good tag team. We're building up another tag team on this show. And I have to say this, because I feel like this time last year, you would have been like, Heavy Machinery? Get these guys out of here.
Yeah.
Right? I probably would have too.
Yeah. And it, and I've said on this show, I said when they first came out, I was not a fan of them.
Yeah, right.
Especially Tucker. And I have also said on this show, they have grown on me.
Yes.
And I enjoy them on the program. I don't enjoy them beating every single tag team in one match because they're not there.
But
they're not better than New Day. They're not better than the Usos.
But they
they're
didn't beat everybody.
Okay, they technically did not beat everybody.
And they barely beat two of the teams, okay? It wasn't like they came out.
In record books, does it say they barely won?
No, one's
no, it says they won.
No one's going to remember this.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know how much wrestling we watch each week?
A lot.
Otis. We only remember the Kofi one because it led to Kofi Mania. If we're going to Otis Mania this year.
Otis and Mandy Mania.
Otis is about to go for the Caterpillar again on Rude. Didn't know that Ziggler tagged himself in. Ziggler super kicks Otis, pins him. Ziggler and Rude will be the last ones in the chamber.
I mean, as much as Ziggler's been around forever, he's so good. Like, his reaction to winning was perfect.
He thought he won main event of WrestleMania.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
He's like, I won the main event of WrestleMania by being the last team in the chamber.
Oh,
it just made you go, oh man, I really hate this guy.
Yes,
because he's stealing his girl. Now he's stealing his spot in the match.
Otis just can't get one over on Dolph.
No, he can't. No,
I will agree with you though, that I think that just would have made it make a little bit more sense if Miz and Morrison would have just beat them to the floor and Rude and Ziggler ran and just got a pin.
Yeah,
that would have made a lot more sense.
But the fact that they beat them down so badly and then they went another 10 minutes, like
it shouldn't have went. It should have went like another like maybe like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
like all of a sudden a little hope for a second. Like, oh wait a minute, they're like they're coming back. Can they do? No, they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we would have had, like, maybe Mandy distract him.
Yeah.
At least that would have been more like, oh, why is Mandy on the stage?
Yeah.
You know? And Otis being like, she's coming out to cheer me on. And then he turned around and Ziggler just super kicks him and pins him.
Or it could have been because Otis got thrown through the barricade. Mandy came, like, just kind of...
Oh, my God.
Not all the way to him, but started kind of slowly walking down the ramp, kind of like seeing is he okay. Ziggler's thinking she's out there watching him. She might be out there looking to see if Otis okay. Eventually, when Otis made that comeback for the Caterpillar, then finally sees him, turns into the super kick.
Dang it, why are
you're
we
welcome.
Booking?
You're welcome, America.
Why aren't we bookers?
I have booked in these shows. You don't want me booking your show. Nah. So that's how SmackDown goes off the air as we get ready for the Elimination Chamber. So we have 4 more SmackDowns before WrestleMania. And
it doesn't feel like it.
No, it does not. Does not. And
this
nothing.
This road trip is real bumpy.
And nothing is really changing much going in after the Chamber because the women's title is not on the line at Chamber. Mm-hmm. The Universal title is not on the line at Chamber. You have the tag title, but a bunch of those teams will probably still be involved at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of an extra show as far as SmackDown goes.
Yep.
Without really
there's no consequences.
And no Roman Reigns and Goldberg, so we still don't understand what's happening with
them. No Roman Reigns, no Goldberg, no Bray, no Cena.
But they were at least, in the pay-per-view, you mean.
Yeah.
But I think, I was telling you guys before, I was like, I think it's weird that Reigns wasn't on the last show.
Oh, yeah, on SmackDown, too. Yeah. There was no Roman Reigns and Goldberg.
Not tonight, no.
Yeah.
This
like, I understand why Goldberg isn't there, because he's only going to show up once.
Oh, God.
You know, one less than Cena.
We're calling that, too.
He's only showing up. He'll probably show up 2 times.
Roman or Goldberg?
Goldberg,
Goldberg may show up more than Cena.
No way. No way.
I think he just likes showing up for his entrance. He just likes doing his entrance.
Of course he does.
And wasting our time.
What's the over, what's the under for Goldberg versus Cena appearances here?
I think both of them are 1.5.
Yeah.
I think both of them are 1.5 for the appearances.
I mean, I feel like you guarantee at least one for the week before.
Oh, you got one for both
before.
Of them. You got one of them for both, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also don't know if it'll be the right before WrestleMania.
No, because they'll just have a big video package hyping it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or it'll just be there's so much to put in that show
or
2 days before WrestleMania. How are we gonna get Cena, Goldberg, Reigns?
And I'm not counting about exclusive or via satellite interviews. They have to be standing in the
live
ring.
Yes. Yeah.
So I can see either Cena or Goldberg having one of those via satellite interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not counting that.
Yep. He's gonna be on the set of Fast 9 or whatever.
Fast 13.
I'm not watching that.
So we'll see how that goes, but we should wrap this show up, mm-hmm. I guess. Unless anyone else has anything to chime in.
Let me think. No.
Tom, you got about a minute left to rage. Do you need?
No,
you
I'm
need,
good. No? I'm You're still good? Tired. Okay. Yeah, I'm oh. still tired.
Okay. Well, if you're tired and then think of rages later, how can people reach out to read rages?
You can find me at Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Check out my Etsy store at Comedy Central.
Brian!
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at the Brian Sanchez, and also on the Good Trouble and Katie Keene After Show, Alexa Bliss for Women's Champ.
And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Tariff. I can also do a cameo for you. If you want me to settle a wrestling debate, look up cameo.com/Josh Tariff. And for all other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and Brian Santos, I'm Josh Tariff. We will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.